producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, now Finland is reporting that they have two cases of Zika. Finland. And for those of you that don't know your geography, Finland's kind of north, okay? It's kind of up there. It's high up north. They say two people in Finland have tested positive for the mosquito-transmitted Zika virus since last summer, according to the National Institute for Health and Welfare on Wednesday. Now, here's the thing. Both people had come from South America, where obviously that's where the disease is spreading in the epicenter in Brazil. And one was diagnosed last summer, according to senior THL researcher Jesse Sain. And that was about the same time the outbreak was first reported in Brazil. Okay, you know, they, and by the way, they are allowed to count cases such as, I mean, they are allowed to say, okay, well, looks like we have had five cases if they include August, you know, September, et cetera, because look what happened with Ebola. We didn't talk about Ebola until about 6 months after the first family died and ground zero or patient zero of Ebola. And so you're allowed to go back and kind of trace who had what. My only concern is I think the number is very underestimated because a lot of us have had weird viruses. You know, I've had patients come in, you know, and I thought it was a viral thing because, you know, they were, you know, their nose was running and they were achy and they didn't need antibiotics and their eyes looked a little red, like pink eye, but, you know, it really didn't. It was very, very mild and they weren't having discharge. And so I didn't give them antibiotics, obviously, because I don't like to give antibiotics for something I think is viral. The patient got better and said, I was fine. I don't know, it was just kind of weird flu bug. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, I mean, we're not really seeing a lot of flu. We're not seeing the swine flu, but it was just kind of a weird cold, weird something. So I wouldn't be surprised if I've seen cases and no, you know, nobody tested it because you don't stop and, you know, for every cough and cold, et cetera, get the CDC involved. Now I'm suggesting you guys do. I think we need to know how many cases we have here. They say the second case in Finland of Zika was diagnosed more recently, and Dr. Sain declines to give any further details. Now, you know, we've been talking about Zika a lot, but a bigger topic that the media is really giving attention to is the Olympics. And already U.S. athletes are being told that they could skip the Olympics if they want to, if they're worried about getting the Zika virus. And, you know, I guess Hope Solo has, I guess, discussed how, you know, she may be considering it. You know, I'm not sure if I have a direct quote from her. I have to see if I have anything from her. I got to find that. But right now, the United States Olympic Committee told U.S. sports federations that athletes who fear for their health amid the Zika virus outbreak should consider not going to the 2016 Olympic Games. I don't know about you guys, but do you think maybe we need to just now just move the Olympics? I mean, I think it's kind of getting at that time. I heard now Kenya is now considering not sending some of their athletes because they're worried about, yeah. So, I mean, right. So, you know, we have countries starting to go, well, maybe, you know, we should keep our Olympians safe. What about keeping Americans safe when they come back? They say right here, Zika concerns could see a Kenya withdraw from the Olympics. They say Kipchoge Keino said, we are not going to ask Kenyans there if the Zika virus, we are not going to risk taking Kenyans there if the Zika virus reaches epidemic levels. Kenya's Olympic Committee, later sought to clarify Kino's comments. There's some typos in this article. I want to apologize, saying he may have been quoted out of context. They say it is too early to determine the severity of the situation, and added that Rio's organizers were on top of things. So while we're looking at this Zika virus, which again, usually is not a risk to the individual athletes or the spectators, it's a current risk to the fetuses born of women who get infected by Zika. Many people say, guys, you're overblowing this out of proportion with the Olympics. We're just talking about, you know, women who are pregnant. Most pregnant women are not competing in the Olympics, and the virus should be out of their system before the athletes get pregnant. You're forgetting. If it's in the blood, if it's in the semen, if it's in the urine, if it's in the saliva, and that's what they're studying, we could have a transmission issue, right, to people unwittingly or knowing. Or if there are mosquitoes in your neck of the woods, okay, during the summer months, and they would be coming, our athletes would be coming back when it's muggy and summertime, then mosquitoes in your area could bite them, transmit it to somebody else a couple blocks away who it never had anything to do with the Olympics. So, I mean, are we at the point now where if we're having countries consider not being in the Olympics, I'm wondering if Brazil just doesn't qualify to host. Now, I know that's going to be an economic disaster trying to change the Olympics now. Brazil needs this, especially in light of what's going on. And again, you know, we're being told bits and pieces of what's happening through the media. We have no idea how bad this is. Is it really, really bad? And, you know, they're only kind of letting us know what we need to know so we don't have an Ebola economic disaster in West Africa like they did. Or is it being over-exaggerated? You know, do they really not have 4,000 babies with microcephaly? I think that would be very hard to lie about. I mean, my guess is it's happening. So, you know, the Zika virus, this is a very, very scary type of thing. Oh, here we go. Hope Solo says Zika could keep her home and not go to the Olympics. Let me see if I have her quote. She said in an interview with Sports Illustrated that she was concerned about the virus. She spoke of the possibility of someday having a child and that if the Olympics were today, she would not go. So, you know, goal soccer. Right? You know, our soccer team, like, really kicks butt. America just totally kicks butt. By the way, the Olympics, for you, some of you want to know the date, August 5th to 21st in Brazil. So, yeah. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Very interesting night, right, with the New Hampshire caucus primary. You know, these were some pretty decisive big wins for Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. And it makes you wonder if that's the kind of type of election we're going to be looking at, you know, coming up soon. Hillary struggled. I mean, she struggled in Iowa. She struggled in New Hampshire. And people like Bernie, and even young people like Bernie. I don't know. Maybe it's because he's kind of reminds you of your grandpa. He does with me. I mean, I never had a Jewish grandfather like that. My father's side, he was from Austria. And and Israel, and so he didn't talk like a New Yorker, you know, like Bernie does. And then my other grandfather, he played football, and he was kind of grumpy. He was in pain a lot. He had been, it makes you wonder if he had CTE also. You know, the more I think about it, you know, he would just kind of be grumpy and sometimes not, you know, with it and have these mood swings. And, you know, you're like, oh, you know, maybe that's what happened to Grandpa. I just thought Grandpa was a grumpy old man. So I never had the type of grandpa. And I got to tell you, even though I disagree with a lot of Bernie's politics, you know, I kind of like just watching him talk, you know, the way he just sounds like you're talking to Grandpa. It's, I don't know what it is. And so I got to admit, I see the appeal on that front. Hillary doesn't have the warmness that people think. You know, it's interesting. Hillary, you know, if I was asked to do a makeover, do a personality makeover or a marketing makeover or a PR makeover, there's, you know, it's very interesting when you look at Hillary, even if you like her, okay, and you agree with her politics, it just looks like there's a wall. You don't get that same feeling like you do with Bill Clinton. You know, when Bill Clinton was campaigning, you just felt like you could go right up to him and just talk anything, right? You know, that just very approachable. Hillary doesn't have that. And I don't know if it's a woman thing. You know, I mean, Carly Fiorina has been criticized also as having a coolness, a coldness to you. And I got to tell you, I mean, a lot of us women in, you know, in any sort of capacity, you know, we have these unfair expectations of us, you know, that, you know, we're supposed to look more soft and, yeah, you know, it's hard. Like Megyn Kelly on Fox. I mean, Megyn Kelly looks firm. She looks like there's a wall. She looks kind of witchy, and that's, but again, it takes somebody like that, and I don't think she is a witch, but she has that facade of her, because, I mean, she had to get to where she had to get to, and it wasn't by, you know, being, I guess, super soft and whatever that ridiculous stereotype is on women. You know, one of the reasons why I'm as successful as I am is I, you know, people always say, well, you don't sound like a girl. You know, okay, I'm sorry, as a girl, okay, and my sister and all the girls I hung out with, we were tough. So I don't understand. Yeah, when they say she's crying like a girl. Crying like a girl? Well, I'm sorry, I've seen boys cry. I've seen boys, please. So, you know, maybe we just need to get rid of the stereotype, but it's still there. But if I was going to kind of remake Hillary's, I don't know, presence or whatever, I'd do her makeup differently. Okay, and again, I'm no makeup expert. I would probably have her hair longer. I think there's some real cute styles that you could do with older women. Carly Fiorina, Hillary Clinton, short hair. The short hair, believe it or not, like Megyn Kelly, it changes the look. We look more powerful. We look more cojones-y. And it was very interesting because Hillary in her speech yesterday said, or I don't know if it was Hillary, but you know, on CNN, they were discussing how she's not getting the men. Hillary Clinton is not getting the men. You won't get the men by appearing to be more tough or less feminine. I think a feminine candidate, okay, could do better than a non-feminine candidate. And it's something that hasn't been done. You know, a lot of men like Sarah Palin, right? She looked cuter. She had the hair. She had some sass. True, she turned off a lot of people. Many people would not vote for her, but she attracted men. If you want to attract male voters, and again, I think it's ridiculous that we even have to have a conversation on this level, how we're talking about hair and makeup and attitude, but we, unfortunately, that's how elections are won. People love JFK's look. He looked suave. He looked cool compared to Nixon. People like that. It's attractive. Bernie has this Family Guy look, you know, give me $17, you know, we're going to make this. It's just a family style thing. You don't get family from Hillary. You don't. You did from Bill. Chelsea was younger. Bill look like somebody you could just kind of hang out with at a bar? You're not getting that from Hillary. What about on the Republican side? Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio, very, very smart guy. I think he has great potential, but just there's a little coolness to him. There's a little, it's not as inviting. Right? Ted Cruz, I don't know. I'm not sure where that would go. You know, Huckabee was awesome. Huckabee was soft and easy to talk to. Huckabee had a lot of appeal that way. But Trump stole the show. And then why Trump? What is it about Trump? Although I don't understand, because his skin is a very interesting color. I don't know if it's the fake tan he's doing or if he has too much beta carotene. But I am kind of concerned. His color is a little oranger than I would expect. But that could just be self-tanner. I mean, we've all been there with our, you know, self-tanner. So it could be that. So I would probably suggest to him to, you know, see what's going on in terms of his makeup that he's using and the coloring he's using. But, you know, people like the way Trump talks. The more he sounds, the less he sounds presidential, the more people like. You know, I, one thing I would have suggested for his campaign is yesterday when he was thanking everybody, I would have probably first thanked the Lord. I just think that's, I see, I always do. Any win I get, any success I get, I always thank God. And so that would have been cool. And maybe he did and I missed it. But I did like the fact that he did, you know, recognize his family, recognize vets, et cetera. And he tried to appear more like a family guy. And this is very hard because Trump has built his whole reputation as being a big gun, multimillionaire, you know, where you can't touch him sort of thing. And all of a sudden he's on TV, you know, and he has a TV show. And he's trying to look like he jokes around. And he's letting people see his house. And it's a very, very interesting persona where, okay, this is supposed to be a guy, you know, like he'll talk to you about how he speaks to, he makes deals. You know, very similar deals that the president makes. And at first, when you listen to that, you question him. You're like, really? You're there? And then you forget. Well, wait a second. I guess he's Donald Trump, and he is doing a lot of these international deals. And you almost start to forget. So where Donald Trump could run the risk from a kind of a persona, from that sort of a impression that he's giving is he one of these guys behind these iron curtains that you can't get to and touch, and this guy is going to be powerful and make it, or is he personal? And you're like, wait a second, you're lying about meeting Putin. Maybe he did meet Putin. I don't know. Okay, I mean, you know, he is a powerful guy, so you kind of seem to go back and forth and forget about that. So I think that could hurt him, unless the confusion is an advantage where it's like, you know what, let's just listen to what he has to say. He seems to be better than the rest. I mean, that's what some people are thinking. And then they just vote for him. So New Hampshire, winning New Hampshire is huge for both of them. South Carolina, though, Nevada, we still got more to go. And so not to negate what happened in Iowa, but Hillary struggled in Iowa. So I don't know what's happening with her. And how does she get more men? How does she get more young people? A lot of people like Hillary. A lot of women like Hillary. But there's a lot of women that don't want Hillary to be the one to represent them. There's a lot of Jews that don't want Bernie Sanders to be the one to represent them. There's a lot of, you know, wealthy people that don't want Donald Trump to represent them. There's a lot of people who are Latino or Cuban that, you know, that don't want Marco Rubio to represent them. So, interesting race nonetheless, but that's my take on what happened yesterday. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before we move on to medical news, we just have this just in. Now China is reporting that they have their first case of Zika. Let me see here. It says it was a man who traveled to Venezuela. 34-year-old man was treated in Venezuela before returning through Hong Kong on February 5th. Authorities say it's unlikely to spread because there is low mosquito activity in the area. Good. Okay. Right now, we are up to 66 people diagnosed with Zika in the U.S. And again, many of us haven't been checking. So remember, that number, I think, is an underestimation. All cases were travel-related except for one, which had occurred through sexual contact. Right now, the cases have been reported in Delaware, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee. And in total, 19 states and Washington, D.C. have reported cases of the Zika virus. Not only are we seeing birth defect issues in terms of the microcephaly and the lack of room for the brain to grow, but they're saying that the Zika virus could also affect the eyes. In a study published Tuesday in the Journal of the American Medical Association Ophthalmology, they found that infants exposed to the virus had ocular defects, including atrophied retinas, which are retinas that are not fully kind of developed. Atrophy is like when you have muscle atrophy, the muscle's very thin. It's a lack of plumpiness, you know, and girth and meat to it, okay? So atrophied retinas, abnormal iris pigmentation. So rather than the rich blue or the rich brown that these little babies have, kind of the iris pigmentation is off. And lenses that are moved out of place, eye lenses. A small study looked at just 28 Brazilian infants with the birth defect microcephaly, which is obviously the small head and brain, which we talked about. They found that 10 of the infants had eye abnormalities that might be also related to Zika virus exposure. This is the first study to possibly connect the virus to these eye abnormalities in newborns. So you see what they're doing now is they're going back. Because, I mean, think about it. Okay. You know, when that family died with ground zero or patient zero with Ebola, okay, they had died and nobody knew about it. Nobody really talked about it. Maybe they talked about it locally. But then after the epidemic happened and we were starting to see things in the summer and then later the fall, they went back and notified everybody. Okay, well, looks like, you know, we went back and it looks like this is what happened. And so what needs to be done at this point is they have to go back and see, okay, what birth defects are we seeing? And these clusters of birth defects. Now, those cases are obviously very easy to find, okay? Because you will, I mean, they could very easily talk to ophthalmologists and these neuro-ophthalmologists and these pediatric infectious disease doctors, etc. So the medical cases are documented because mom's brought baby in, all right? So, you know, that's kind of easy to pick up and then be able to quantitate. And that's what they now need to do. They need to go back and go, all right, you know, who had a baby that was born with a small head, you know, and is dealing with microcephaly? Well, we had a case in this hospital. We had a case in this hospital. We had a case in this hospital. Then they interview the mom. They find out where the mom traveled and what happened with the mom. And maybe if there's antibodies, I'm not sure if the blood testing will show antibodies. You know how we could tell? If, you know, I could test you right now and see if you had chicken pox as a child. It won't tell me the date, but the antibodies will say you had it. Okay, I'm hoping they have blood tests that look for IgG antibody to see if you, you know, you have the antibody to Zika that they could pick up in the blood. Isn't it amazing that these blood tests exist? I mean, way to go. So really quickly, Zika virus travel alerts. The CDC has issued travel alerts for pregnant women in 30 countries now that have had the Zika virus. So we're looking at Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Haiti, Jamaica, Nicaragua, Honduras, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Costa Rica, Panama, the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Martin, okay, Barbados, Guyana, Suriname, French Guiana, all the way down to Paraguay. Paraguay. So we'll keep you guys posted as we get more, but that was the latest where China now is reporting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, speaking about, you know, what doctors need to screen for, and, you know, we need to start getting doctors, you know, on the road to, you know, kind of, I guess, you know, being proactive. We're having an issue with prostate cancer screening. And there's a kind of a split among doctors. Apparently, the task force, okay, which is a government-backed panel of independent physicians, recommended against routine prostate cancer tests for all men. This was back in 2011. They cited concerns that widespread screening often causes it often will pick up either benign prostate issues that didn't need treatment, or tumors, cancer tumors that really wouldn't spread. And these procedures that you would get could cause side effects like impotence, incontinence, etc. Well, they're finding that some men still screening. Okay? Or some doctors are still screening. The year after that, testing rates for prostate cancer among men aged 50 to 74 years old dropped to about 16%, roughly from 37% in 2010. But urologists who use the PSA test, the prostate specific antigen test, only decreased about 4 percentage points to about 35% over the same period. I got to tell you something. I did not drop screening prostate because the urologist didn't. Yeah, you know, we doctors, you know, we really respect the task force, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. But when we see the experts in the field go, oh, hell no, I'm still checking. I don't want to miss a prostate cancer if that's what's causing the symptoms. Then, you know, then who are you going to listen to? The urologists who are the specialists or a government-backed panel that could be influenced by all the Obamacare politics? And, you know, another thing that a lot of us keep forgetting is this. All right, when we run a PSA, we're not just doing it for our men for poops and giggles to just screen for prostate cancer to cover our butts. If a man is seeing a urologist, why are they usually being referred to, for, you know, as a urologist? Why would you be going to a urologist? You don't go to a urologist for basic screening. Why? Well, A, maybe you have a family history of prostate cancer, so the doctor wants to make sure you're being watched a little closer. B, maybe you've had blood in the urine. All right, you've had blood in the urine. Why? Is that bladder cancer? Is it infection? Is it prostate cancer? So, I mean, if the urologist has to try to decide where that blood could be coming from, he's going to run a PSA. If not, can you imagine the malpractice suit? You didn't even bother to check the prostate? So, of course, he's going to run that. Why else? Well, you're impotent. You're having issues with erectile dysfunction. Well, maybe we're having prostate issues. A big reason many of you go to the urologist is you're having difficulty urinating. You are having difficulty urinating. You can't start the stream. You can't completely finish. There may be an odd spray to it. It may not be forceful. And you want to be able to empty your bladder when you need to empty your bladder. You go to the urologist. Of course he's going to check the prostate and he's going to run a PSA. If you have an enlarging prostate that's affecting your urination, why? It could be prostate. So, you know, they don't think we're all on the same page. But how do you tell a urologist to do half-assed medicine? You can't. If you're going to a urologist and you're having urological issues, it is paramount that that doctor finds out what the heck is going on with your prostate. Now, true, some prostate cancers are very slow growing. I don't know if that's the kind you have. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to spread. I don't know if it's going to be a little chaotic or, you know, it's going to do, you know, more damage than we try to predict cancer to do, which is usually unpredictable, but still some predictability to cancer. But, you know, you're going to a urologist because you're having issues. So, you know, you're having back pain. All right, well, I'm, you know, could it be the prostate? So, you know, when you know, these task forces say cut back on screening, you know, you could only do so much when you're being asked to evaluate a patient. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Find it aggravating to wait for your slow flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult to remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow flow system with the power of Black Berkey purification elements. That's because because they're interchangeable with most slow flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, this is news to me. I have no idea what products I'm buying are taxed or not. Because when I go to the store, there's tax added to my, you know, Walmart tab or my Target tab, right? So I will, you know, buy whatever, and then you have the tax, the sales tax on top of it. And then I move on, and I complain, and I go, oh, gosh, you know, that's a lot of tax, but, you know, I guess, you know, it's government, we ought to pay the tax. And I just move on. Well, I guess there's a debate on whether tampons should be tax-free. And now Utah is, I guess, evaluating this. And we'll kind of review, apparently there's a lot of items that are tax-free, tax-exempt. All right. But, you know, I always get nervous whenever feminine products are in the news because, again, I really don't like, you know, how us women get unfortunately aligned with feminine products. Now, personally, I am for any cut in taxes, but this could have some unfortunate tax consequences. So there has been an international debate that has been going on for a while whether tampons and other feminine hygiene products should be tax-free. People claim that governments that make money this way are penalizing women for their biology. And there are 5 U.S. states thus far that have already pitched not taxing feminine products. Utah may have an issue, but they think because it's kind of a Republican-dominated legislature that it should be fine. You know, here we go. Okay, Pennsylvania and Minnesota are among states that have eliminated the taxes. So I guess, you know, if you're going to have your monthly cycle, travel to those areas and you'll pay less. I don't see how you guys notice the difference at the, you know, I mean, I look at the cost of these products. They look high just like anything else. And so my guess is, you know, if you're not specifically paying the tax or the company's paying the tax, the price is going to go up anyway. All right, they're in demand, which is another kind of concern. You know, how much do we want the government involved, okay, you know, in terms of, you know, supply and demand. But we'll talk about that another day. California has similar proposals. In Wisconsin, a Democratic lawmaker has proposed providing free tampons in all public buildings. President Barack Obama said in an interview with a YouTube blogger last month that he had no idea why feminine hygiene products were taxed. Very glad he weighed in on that. And I guess they're calling this the tampon bill. Because I'm looking at this going, well, what about toilet paper? I mean, you know, we all have biology. You know, men should be able to benefit, too. I mean, what about toilet paper? That then shouldn't be taxed either. I mean, I'm for this. I'm for not taxing products that, that are necessities. But my issue is, are they going to then try to get their revenue elsewhere? Canada removed taxes on feminine hygiene products after receiving unanimous support. Britain set the tax on sanitary products at 5%, the lowest possible level, and leaders are considered doing away with the tax entirely. But what they're talking about is the small savings for taxpayers could have a bigger impact on the state because Utah alone could lose $1 million in revenue by not having the tax on the tampons. So then they're going to have to turn around and get it from everybody or another source another way. You know, I'm kind of taking a step back and I'm looking at what's happening politically. We're just really inching more and more towards socialism. I mean, I'm almost wondering if what we need to do, which again is kind of very similar to a socialistic type setting, is, you know, if you know, states want to give out free tampons, which, by the way, is really nice. Because I got to tell you, I mean, it does really stink to have to pay for that on top of everything else. All right, then you have the free stuff, and then you have the ones, because, you know, there's all these fancy type things, and, you know, you have the commercials, and sometimes you have the pink applicators, and sometimes you have the, I don't know, and same thing, you have the maxi pads with wings versus the other. So maybe we have a private market for that. But, I mean, you know, if you're going to offer, you know, birth control for free, and you're going to offer tampons for free, then you have to also offer condoms for free. It's not a man's fault that he has, they could say he has a choice. There's one thing there. But what about hemorrhoid cream? It's not our fault that we get our hemorrhoids. What about a headache? It's not our fault that we have a headache. So when you look at here, there was an article. Now, this is written back in 2013. Okay, so this could change. But they say items that are exempt from sales tax are adult diapers, aerobic clothing, antique clothing, aprons, athletic or sport uniforms, baby bibs, baby clothes, baby diapers, baby shoes, bandanas, barrettes, bath mats, bath rugs, bath towels. Did you know this? Bath wash, bath caps. There's a huge list. Belt buckles, belt suspenders, blankets, blouses, bras, computer software, computer hardware service contracts, corset laces, my Spanx? Corsets? I don't know, because when I buy them, they're still expensive. Earmuffs, fishing boots, galoshes, gowns, jackets, jeans, jumpers, leg warmers, lingerie, they say. So underwear, rainwear, robes, sandals, school supplies, school uniforms. Okay, so these are things that apparently are exempt from sales tax. Not exempt from sales tax. This is from the TND.com. Items not exempt: clothing and footwear that is rented, box springs, briefcases, cameras, cell phones, purses, change purses, cookware, cosmetics, digital cameras, eyewear, furniture, glasses, golf clubs, jewelry, mattresses. I mean, look, I'm not a, and then they talk about like shower curtain rods and shower curtain hooks. Yet the washcloths for the shower are. So I don't really know much about, you know, what's tax exempt and what's not, or what the logic is behind them. This is called the Times and Democrat.com, the TND.com. That's the source I got that from. But, you know, here's the thing. As we're moving towards, all right, guys, we're not going to penalize people for being who they are. We're going to be tax-free, all right? You're going to have to then include the smokers, okay? And a lot of these taxes, we're turning around and taxing smokers more and more. I mean, you got to be fair, okay? We're not supposed to be discriminating. So if we're going to let women have free tampons, which, by the way, I'm for, okay? I don't really want smokers having to take the heat for that. I don't want men taking the heat for that. They're just going to dislike women even more if they don't like us already. I mean, you know, we could only throw so much of our femininity down people's throats. Okay? And so, I think, you know, there should be avenues for us to get feminine products for free, especially for those that can't afford it. I really think this is something that, I mean, we're talking about public, you know, health hazards, okay? I mean, these are things that have to be done. But then you could also make an argument for sneezing medication. You don't want a child who's sick or a grown-up who's sick sneezing and spreading germs. So then the sneezing medicine has to be covered. You see what I mean? I mean, there's an argument for everything. And we need to be very, very careful as we proceed, because if we can make an argument for so many things, you know, and accusing people of being anti-woman or anti-cold or anti-man, you know, or anti-redhead or anti-whatever, then we need to figure out how else we're going to get the revenue. You can't just keep promising stuff for free. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.